Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
2-0, Tampa Bay.
All right. Greg Brown back in April. That was on April Fool's Day. Did Ben Cherington turn the Rays into fools? Who would have thought that the shoe would be on the other foot, so to speak? It is a football Friday. Cabali's going to be here in an hour. But the Pirates pulled off a colossal deal. They got Brandon Lau in a three-team trade with the Rays and the Astros. And they acquire a second baseman and corner outfielder who hit 31 home runs last year. And previously hit 39 in a season and was in the top 10 for the MVP of the American League. He's making $11.5 million. He's in the final year of his contract. The Pirates added salary, and they added power, and they gave up Mike Burrows
to a different
young
team.
Pitcher who goes to the Astros, who pitched last year for the Pirates and was decent.
He'll probably be a solid pitcher, like back end of a rotation guy. He'll probably eat a lot of innings for a team.
Or the Astros will tell him to throw his fastball.
Or the Astros will apply an amount of sticky stuff that would make like the entire city's hair stand on end, and then he'll start spinning the ball enough to make it smoke.
So I have an interesting nugget on this trade. We started the show by saying, man, this makes no sense. The Pirates gave up a guy who's got value.
He's solid.
He's a pitcher with a lot of years of control, and he was good as a rookie. But they got back a former All-Star who's got pop.
They got exactly what they needed for their lineup.
And they also got...
And they gave up not the kind of thing you'd think they had to give up to get it.
And they also got this folk hero, Mangum, who was a 29-year-old rookie last year and stole 27 bases.
Okay.
And plays
very
good defense.
Very good defense, yeah. No errors.
And might have some power. And they got Montgomery, who's in his mid-20s, is left-handed, and throws hard. So we both said, this is fishy. How do the Pirates rip off the Astros and Rays, who are, like, infinitely wiser than them? I mean, like...
Exponentially.
The Pirates do a lot of dumb things, and those organizations do a lot of smart, shrewd things.
That's correct.
And so I started digging around. There appears to be, on the Rays' end of things, a gag order.
A gag order?
Yes.
They've sealed the courtroom here.
Yeah.
A gag order for what reason?
They don't want to talk about this trade.
Because they're pissed.
I don't know.
Well, they if they
But I think that
if it was a good, if it was a good trade for the Rays that they were happy about,
a trade,
they would
be gag order.
They would be thrilled to come by and share their thoughts.
No, I'm getting I am
the opposite.
I am hearing gag order.
Okay, I hit up one of my good buddies who's also, like, I think a very shrewd observer of the Pirates and used to do it in a quasi-professional manner. He will remain anonymous, but he's always very smart and he's cynical like we are. I said, I got to be honest with you, man. Like, Pony and I are laughing on the air because we can't figure out a negative here, like an obvious negative to this deal.
And there always feels like there's a negative with the Pirates. It's not like I go looking for negatives with the Pirates. They usually hit you in the face.
Here's what he said. I think it's worth repeating. He said it's probably on the Burrow's end that he's just got a decent amount of value because he should be a solid, pretty young pitcher, even if he's never going to be an ace. The only thing he could even come up with Lau, and I didn't sense that he was like even saying it with his chest, was maybe he's on the downside of his career. The numbers don't really indicate that. Or that he gets hurt and misses a lot of time and then he's gone. Now, Lau has only played more than 110 games twice. The year he had 39 homers and last year, he's been more of a 110 or around there guy since he became a full-time player. He went on, though, to say, if you had told me before the offseason they were going to trade Oviedo and Burrows for Brandon Lau and Justinson Garcia, I would have been ecstatic. Then he said the Horwitz trade was also pretty good, not just because Ortiz will never play baseball again, and just finished off with Charrington seems to finally be acting like it's put up or shut up time, in my opinion. I tend to agree with everything he said there, and that's a person whose opinions on the Pirates and on baseball broadly I trust a lot.
Well, I just got sick of hearing the Pirates were in on guys and not making deals, and they got a legitimate major league player who's been to all-star games and hit home runs in this deal, and they didn't have to sell the farm to do it. One thing that I have heard about Lau, as you know, another skeptical take, apparently, and I don't blame Pirates fans if they haven't kept track on this, and I frankly didn't really either, the rinky-dink minor league ballpark, Steinbrenner Field, that the Rays called home last year because the hurricane damage to the Trop, ended up playing like a bandbox.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
And there's some question about, well, is this a legit 31 home run season?
All right, I'll give you that, Pony. Brandon Lau in 72 home games last year. 283 plate appearances, 15 home runs, 240 batting average, 735 OPS. Brandon Lau in 62 away games last year.
16 homers.
16 homers, 275 average, 837 OPS.
Yeah, all right. Take that, Brandon Lau haters.
100 points higher.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Not in that bandbox. Probably because he was melting under the sweltering Tampa Bay sun when they played during the day.
Now, last year at the trade deadline, this app went viral, this account on Twitter, that was a computer that was grading trades.
Oh, that's what it actually was?
Yeah. It was called, what's the name of it?
Baseball Trade Values.
Baseball Trade Values.
Is it at Baseball Values with the goofy?
And people were
Let me double check.
And people were frantically trying to find how this website and app and social media account graded trades.
Oh, I see it now. Okay, I got it.
It has weighed in on this trade, Charlie. What did it say about it?
Mike Burrows is worth 18.7 points in this value.
In their system of how they do this.
In their system of how they grade.
It's a number that's, okay, higher than
the better. So the Pirates have sent out 18.7.
Okay, that's Burrows.
And in the three players that they've got, they've acquired a total value of 8.2. So Burrows is apparently 10 points higher in value than the three guys that they're getting.
So they hate the trade.
So they hate the trade for the Pirates, and they hate the trade for the Astros, who gave up 31 points in value with the two prospects, and they've only gotten 18 in return. So they hate the trade for the Pirates and the Astros, but they love it for the
Because
the Rays always come out smelling like a rose, so the
Rays,
to the nerds.
According
the
to
nerds
this site,
love the Rays,
they do, because it's prospects. According to this one, they just traded Boz to the Orioles. Boz's total value is 35.7. A bunch of these guys who the Rays got back, including a round A competitive balance pick, was worth 5 points there. A bunch of players none of us have ever heard of, I'm not even going to name them, it doesn't matter, were worth otherwise collectively 34.1. So that came out to nearly a wash. I'm looking to see, Pony, if there are literally any trades involving major league players that people have heard of. But this just, I will say, strikes me as a site that is predisposed to favor the team getting the prospects. Would you agree with that?
Based on how they account for this trade, yes.
Brandon Lau has actually made an all-star game. Mike Burrows has actually pitched, I wouldn't say that much meaningful baseball because the Pirates didn't play a lot of it last year. Jacob Melton was an awful player last year in his first foray into the bigs. Anderson Brito is several notches down from Melton on the Astros organizational prospect chart. I feel like if you and I just did this, we could be like, you know what, Bubba Chandler, 200 points. Numbers don't mean anything.
Jeff is on the fan. Hello, Jeff.
Gentlemen, the Brandon Lau thing, I look at it and I say it's like the Pirates, they're out there shopping for a car and they're picking up a used Mustang, like a 2010 model, and other teams are buying Corvettes. And my other question, the only question I have for you, give me a percentage.
Well, wait a minute.
So hold on, Jeff. If that 2010 Mustang still can go and it might only have 1 year.
That paints the trade in a very negative light.
What is Mike Burrows then? Is he like, did they give up to get this 2010 Mustang something better than a 2010 Mustang?
Well, from the aggregate and the global perspective, if you will, I'm just saying it. The overall, this is what the Kyle Schwarber's a Corvette. They had no chance.
Jeff,
of him,
are they a better team now than they were before they did this deal?
We'll see with that. We'll see what pans out. I don't see 80 wins as a better team. I mean, if they don't make the playoffs, it's not a better team.
Jeff, if they subtracted a back end starter and added a player who hit 31 home runs last year and was actually a lot better away from his home park, wouldn't that on paper make them a better team since they have the pitching depth to handle that kind of deal?
What you said on paper is correct. I would agree with that. And my question would be, though, if they are an 80-win team because of this guy, is that maximizing Paul Skenes? How do they make the playoffs from
here?
That, I guess
that's,
I should have been clearer.
Yeah, but that's with the expectation that they're done, that there are no more moves.
That's a fair point.
I mean, it's December 19th. It's not March 19th. There's more they can do. Thank you, Jeff.
That sounded like somebody for whom the scar tissue still blocks any of the I'm not judging him. I was waiting to hear a call like that, frankly. I think Cabali sent out something real smart-ass about this trade.
What did Joe used to say, like, when people were depressed when they called in? He would describe him as what again? You sound like Eeyore, or what he was.
He would say Eeyore, but
you sound like Eeyore on
Quaaludes. On Quaaludes, yeah. Mulzy, that guy was about as exciting as Eeyore on Quaaludes.
Why did he bring Quaaludes into the mix? Quaaludes are a drug that have not been like around since the 1980s.
I think you just hit on it. Joe was coming up in the 80s.
Was this around the time Wolf of Wall Street came out?
Yeah, like, there are no Quaaludes left in the world, apparently. Or if they are, they're
like,
under
Charlie,
like, lock and key.
Do you even get the Quaaludes reference? Like, do you have to go? You do. You know that Quaaludes are a drug.
Yes.
Well, you could probably also guess that they're like a downer. If somebody says Eeyore on Quaaludes, you need only know who Eeyore was and what he was all about.
Yeah, you can figure it out through context clues, but you don't actually know what Quaaludes are, you know?
True.
Unless you've seen The Wolf of Wall Street.
Why? Yeah, he gets messed up on Quaaludes.
He goes at Quaaludes hard.
Have you ever seen The Wolf of Wall Street?
I have, but
he gets, that's also a very long movie.
I focused on other things in that movie.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.